Chapter 32. The rock crashes hard against the stormtrooper's helmet. The helmet spins, and visibility is lost. Jon Borel dances around to the front of the armor-clad Imperial and gives a hard kick upward. The toe of his boot catches the stormtrooper's blaster hand. The hand snaps back. The blaster leaves the grip and spirals forward. Jon catches it and fires three bolts into the stormtrooper's chest. The body drops atop the other three troopers. Jom's one broken arm still dangles at his side.
Not bad for a bird with a busted wing, he thinks.
He starts to climb up the ladder that leads up to the turbolaser ground-to-orbit turret. But as it turns out, climbing up the ladder is the hardest part. He has to lean into it, take it slow, haul himself up with one good arm. The stormtrooper's blaster rifle bolted onto his back. It's a miserable endeavor. Lots of grunts and growls. It takes what seems like a galactic epoch, but somehow he manages to get to the top and pop the hatch. He starts to climb inside.
Don't move!
Comes a voice. A young Imperial gunnery officer in his little officer's hat stands there, a small Imperial blaster pointed. That hand shakes just so. Jom sighs. He climbs all the way through.
Slowly!
As the Imperial warns him and lifts his one hand up to placate.
Both hands!
The officer says. He's a fresh-faced nobody. Cheeks like marshmallows. Scared eyes like livestock about to meet its maker. The kid stands in front of the gunnery console. Through the glass, Jom can see the twin turbolaser barrels aimed heavenward.
One's broken,
Jom says.
I said both hands!
Jom growls. Fragging kid. He winces as he lifts his broken arm. White-hot pain arcs across both shoulders. He bares his teeth and stares through watering, wincing eyes.
There.
Now, on your knees.
You're young.
What?
Young, like a baby Wilk calf. Don't know a Wilk? I grew up on a farm. Long-legged critters. Meat tastes stringy, but the milk is good, and their hides make for fine leather. Their babies are clumsy, fumbling things. Knock-kneed and dumb as a box of retainer bolts. You're just a baby.
I am not!
The officer insists, gesturing again with the blaster.
Let me guess how it's been. Your top officers are mostly gone now. A lot of them up with the Death Star or the ensuing battles. Some got sold out by governors. So now the officer pool is either guys like you, who are really young and untested, or really old and are being brought back in from the pasture because they got nobody else.
I am not untested!
Not anymore, you're not. Because I'm testing you. Here's my test. You can run, or you can die. I'd not fault you for running. You wouldn't be the first Imperial to abandon his post. Some of you are finally figuring out you lost the war, and you're just clinging to debris. It's okay. You can go, and they won't ever find you.
Jom steps sideways, circling a bit closer to the officer and the gunnery console behind him.
Go ahead.
I...
No judgment here, pal.
The officer lowers the gun, takes one ginger step forward, like someone easing across the surface of a frozen lake, moving slowly, lest the whole thing crack and shatter and dump them into the hoarfrost depths. Jom thinks...
Well, that went better than expected.
But then a look crosses the young officer's face. Another flash of fear. But this time, it's different. A greater fear. A fear of his own people, and what they'll do to him if he runs. The officer makes a decision in that moment. He raises the blaster anew. But by the time it's up, Jom is already charging forward like a bull. He slams into the Imperial, lifting both of them off the ground and slamming the young officer back onto the console. The young officer goes still and rolls off onto the ground. He curls up, moaning. Jom takes the blaster pistol, picks up the kid, and shoves him in a footlocker trunk toward the back.
Should've made a different choice, kid, Jom says, then slams the trunk down.
Inside, the officer yells and weeps.
Jom winces and sits at the console.
He pulls up radar. One ship. Incoming. He taps on it. The data cascades across a trio of screens in front of him. It's a yacht. A Ryuni Tantin Vitaliner. Fancy ship, if a little old, for the richest in the galaxy. What Jom and his friends used to call the Upper Atmos. Because on his world, Juntar, the richest of the rich used to live up in the sky, in these floating mansions, while the rest of the world toiled on the farms and in the dirt cities below. The yacht is from an older day. Clone Wars era. A day of greater pomp and circumstance. It's got a trajectory toward the palace. He checks its signature, because somehow it's made it through the blockade. And sure enough, the code that flashes checks out. It's an Imperial code, which makes that an Imperial ship. Jom chuckles and spins up the cannons. He pulls out the manual controls and tilts the two barrels of the massive turret toward the yacht. The ship coming in low and slow. Out of the clouds, its side is gleaming in the sun, like a sheen of liquid light. Jom grins and winks.
Bye-bye, little ship.
He pulls the twin triggers. Nothing happens. Pull, pull, pull. Nothing. Frag it, he bellows. Slamming the officer into the console must have damaged something. He watches the yacht ease toward the palace, safe as a star whale in an empty ocean.
No, no, no!
He has to fix this thing, and he has to fix it now, because he's taking out that ship one way or another.